Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, as promised. We are in Curacao celebrating Christmas. Yes, this is the day Sinterklaas visits the island of Curacao. This is Dutch Christmas. We're recording the show during the week. So it is a Tuesday, December 5th, I believe. Is that right? Is it the 5th, Tiffany?
Sounds good.
We'll go with that. But it's Tuesday in Curacao, but that's when Sinterklaas comes and visits all the good little boys and girls and gives them candy and presents and stuff. It's kind of like Santa Claus mixed in with a little ZZ Top and ashy kind of beard kind of thing. But his beard looks more like ZZ Top than it does Santa, from what I see. And he has big hands. It's a whole story, whole thing. We're going to get into this and kind of share this cultural adventure with you as much as we can over the next couple hours here on the big show today. And obviously talk about the diving, because that's really why we're here, is to celebrate Christmas in Curacao and dive to our heart's content. It's what every diver wants for Christmas. And by the way, if you're not good, Sinterklaas is, he sends his little minions out after the bad boys and girls, puts them in a sack and takes them to Mexico or something. Or no, Spain.
Spain.
Is that what
Spain
it
is where they go.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the whole thing that we're a little worried about, whether or not we make it through the week, or whether we get swooped up, thrown in a bag, and sent to Spain. You know, it's very possible with the crew, because as you can hear, I have the scuba cowboy and I have mermaid Tiffany with me. Pup, how you doing, buddy?
Are you kidding? I'm fantastic, man. It's Sinterklaas Day right here. We're going to have presents waiting in our hotel room when we get back from this dive. That's
or
awesome.
These little minion guys are going to scoop us up, take us in a sack, and send us to Spain. I think the odds are much higher with Tiffany. What do you think, Tiff?
Yeah, I would say that's probably, I would agree with that. But what if they come get us while we're underwater? That's interesting.
Well, hey, we're hiding out when we're diving. Maybe we'll avoid that confrontation altogether. Now, Jeremiah from Ocean Counters met us at the airport, picked us up, and he kind of gave us the rundown of this. So we were prepared. We're going to dive with him a little bit later on. However, we're literally hanging out in the Tiki Hut there in Curacao with Curious to Dive. We have our buddy Hans was our first dive in Curacao. Hans, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great with you guys over here. It's really fantastic to have you here.
Okay, so we owe him $20 right out of the box there. Obviously, we paid him off. But he's a great guy. He born and raised in Curacao, right?
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct.
And it's Curious to Dive, the number two. And I guess 2dive.com or CA or what is it for Curacao?
Yeah.
It's .com. Okay. Yeah, they're like us. We're all like one big happy family. And of course, we've already feasted on lots of cheese and meat, which they do here. And I got to find this whole cultural thing going on topside activities during our service interval, Hans, to kind of find out how we can fit in. Are we fitting in so far, or are we really close to being swooped up and thrown in a bag and sent to Spain? What do you think?
No, I think you're scooping up to become a local.
A local, okay, that's what I'm looking for. I mean, you know, that's where all the fun is. You can tell these folks have a certain attitude about them. They obviously love what they do. You're born and raised here in Curacao, and you were telling me you were like a super chemist, you know, like a total brainiac, and you decided, I want to do something fun. Is that what happened? That's how this whole dive operation started for you?
Yeah, more or less, because it's a hobby. Out from a hobby it started, and I left my education behind me.
Yes. So you like you, I can make tons of money. I can make millions of dollars, or I could go have a fun life and be a diver and run a dive shop in Curacao, and that's the route you took.
Yeah, I choose for a million of fun instead for a million of dollars.
There you go. Okay. And you know what? You can't buy fun. Well, maybe you can, actually. It depends on who you're giving the money to. But regardless, it's still the life of running a dive operation in a beautiful, you know, exotic location like Curacao here is just extra special, I'm guessing. You seem to really like it. You just spending the last, you know, hour and a half with you diving and stuff, you can tell you're very passionate about what you have to show down here. Am I right?
That's completely right. It's just not a way of living, not a way of life.
Absolutely. What do you like best about diving here in Curacao? Is it bringing people that, you know, from all over the world that come here and being able to show them your backyard, your playground, so to speak, underwater?
I like to let people meet the underwater world, the ones that are, especially the ones that are afraid for it, to let to show them how beautiful it is down there, because the divers already know it.
Yeah, the divers know it. You like seeing that expression on their face, like, oh my gosh, a lionfish, or you know, a spotted drum, or you know, something that may be very common for many divers when you get someone down there who's like fresh off a cruise ship or just haven't had the opportunity to dive in the Caribbean or something. They're just blown away, and you feed off of that energy, it sounds like.
Yeah, that gives you a lot of energy and a lot of good things to go for.
Yeah, it feels good. Yeah. Feels good to be able to show them that part of life, to open it up to them, maybe take them from being a chemist nerd and turning them into a potential diver, right? Like you.
That should be the best thing to do.
Absolutely. That's the ultimate compliment, is it? You know, it is. Now, the diving we just did, one of the most famous dives here in Curacao, supposedly, is this tugboat, right? Is it? And this is a very famous spot. A lot of people come here because it's so easily accessible. Is that the deal or what?
Well, it's a spot that you can go with snorkelers and divers. So the whole family can go without that. You have to only be diving or only snorkeling. And it's a nice interaction that you have between the two groups. So that makes it a nice spot. And because you have everything on that spot, like a pier, a drop-off, a wall, a wreck, shallow. I mean, what some divers go for in five dives, you can find here in only one dive.
Yes, it's pretty spectacular. You pull up to this little beach area. It's a shore dive, so you don't even have to get on the boat. And you go over this area. There's this big marine platform type of thing. It was a retired shell thing or something. Is that what it was? Or, you know, where they used to do oil drilling down on the other side?
Yeah, it's an old bay from Shell that they were used to bunkering oil. And the ships that we saw here were ships that are parked here for waiting for a better time that the price of oil goes higher.
Got it. So they're not doing that now, so they go there and they dive, and the leftover machinery, some of that stuff is there, and the fish and the marine life have inhabited it, and it's just spectacular. It's a really cool, easy dive because it's very shallow and easily accessible because it's you know, right there at this beach, so you just kind of wade yourself in, and it feels real nice. And then you work your way out onto the wall and work your way east down the wall on Curacao, and it just gets more lush and lush as the further east you go. Is that right?
That's correct. That's correct. And the more east you go, the nicer the reef gets, because there on the east side we have the most pristine reef of the whole of the Caribbean. We have marine biologists from all over the world, a lot of from American or Smithsonian Institute coming over and doing a lot of research over there.
Very good. Now, we saw some cool critters. He told us to be on the lookout for Bob, and Bob is a friendly neighborhood hawksbill turtle. We did not see Bob. But we did see, who did we see? We saw the spotted eel friend of yours. Do you got a name for him?
No, we don't have a name for him. That's just a sharp-tailed eel. But we saw Tiff, the mermaid.
We saw Tiffany, the mermaid. We did, indeed. And he seemed pretty friendly with this spotted eel. I don't know. He came right out, and it was very photogenic. And Hans was like, hey, come take a look at this mermaid. He was like, yeah, well, what's up? What's up? You know, did you have a little connection there, Tiff, or what do you think?
Honestly, I can't remember what you're talking about.
Yeah, she can't remember anything.
There's so much that from that dive I have to like rewind and go back through, because there were so many different things to point out that it's a little hard to pinpoint some of it, because I was just kind of in the moment.
Well, that's where Hans comes into play, because you take out small groups like four people at a time. A very intimate type of operation, Curious to Dive. And as one of the amenities or one of the bonuses that you do when people dive with you is you take pictures and put together a little video. That's part of the dive package you offer for people that dive with you here in Curaçao, is that right?
Yeah, we make pictures anyway, and sometimes if it's possible, we make also a little bit of a video, and if I have the time, then at night I'll edit the video and make it one video and send them to the customers.
Very good, and he's going to do that for our crew. So, you know, what you forget, Tiffany, Hans already has us covered. What about you, Pup? What do you remember from this dive that kind of stood out? Was it, I know you enjoyed that spotted eel that we were playing with.
I did, actually. That was the first time that I actually touched the skin of a spotted eel. It was really cool.
Yeah, which is something we don't recommend, but evidently, you know, Hans knows this eel, and he just has become very friendly with the divers. Is that the deal, Hans?
Well, this is the only eel that you have on the island that you can touch. It's a sharp-tail eel, so I always tell people don't do it at home. If you see an eel, don't touch it. But this is one of the eels that if you're really nice and you're really slow, you can touch it and it will stay just like that and let you feel the skin.
Well, you know, Pup's really nice, and Tiffany's very slow. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a good combination.
Yeah, so maybe that was why the eel was very cooperative for the photos we took of him. So that was very nice. Well, what, Tiff? What's the problem?
Nothing.
Yeah,
nothing
I didn't think so. I didn't think there was a problem at all. So we're going to celebrate more of Christmas in Curaçao next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. CuriousToDive.com, right?
That's right. That's correct.
All right, more coming up.
The Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks, new destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You stink. You smell like beef and cheese. You don't smell like Santa.
Dear Santa, bring me a manta. That's all I want for Christmas this year. Don't need snow or mistletoe. A sleigh full of presents or a bunch of little reindeer. I've been thinking about sinking down into the briny blue. A nice warm day in a big old man array would make my Christmas wishes come true.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We're in Curaçao for Christmas.
Hey, thanks for all the presents, big guy.
Yes, well,
all the best from the Scuba Cowboy.
Well, you can do that yourself. You're here too, pup. What's up, man?
It's fantastic is what it is. I feel like we're getting two holidays this year. We get to dive on Sinterklaas Day in Curacao, one of the best dives I've ever had in my life.
Wait, Curacao or Curacao? Jeremiah, hook me up here. Jeremiah is with Ocean Encounters. He just took us out for some more diving. Curacao or Curacao?
I always thought it was the Blue Caraco.
Okay, all right. So I guess whatever works for you. As long as we can figure out that's which place. Okay, Paul. Paul, are you more local? You know this or what? You
I'm very local. I think it's Curacao.
Curacao, okay. So now we got four. The bottom line is it doesn't really matter where you come from or how you pronounce the island of Curacao. I always heard it was Curacao, not Curacao. Like, but you know, you can say whatever you want. You guys will still take care of them. Is that right, Jeremiah?
That is correct. Actually, in the local language, it's Corsao.
Really? Okay, so I was wrong, too. Well, what are the odds? What are the odds? Very, very...
Fairly
well,
high.
Okay, that's what I thought they were going to say. Okay, so look, we've been diving with Ocean Encounters now. We've moved a little bit further east up the coast and did some diving, just had a spectacular dive. Where were we, Jeremiah?
We were diving along the east side of Curacao. It's, for me, one of the best areas that there is. You and I have discussed, I think, earlier on the programs that about 15% or about 9 miles of coastline on the east side is not developed. It's not inhabited. There's no roads, no people, no beaches. We haven't screwed anything up yet. So it's really untouched reefs. I think Pup will attest to it that he had a fantastic dive today right out there, yeah?
Oh, no doubt. You know, the first dive was the tugboat, but this place is so remote. Do you even have a name for the place where we dove?
I'm going to let Pup name it.
Oh, okay. Pup, there you go. Merry Christmas. Sinterklaas has given you the official naming of the reef.
I know. I don't even know where to start. I'm going to have to think about that one for a minute, but we will name it before we go.
Pup Reef. How about Pup Reef? How about that?
How about Wonderland?
Wonderland, okay.
I like Wonderland.
Paul and Jeremiah are nodding in agreement, so it's either Wonderland or Tiffany's what?
Tiffany's what?
Okay, no, that won't work either.
No, what?
I like Wonderland. Tiffany's what doesn't even sound. That's like
look at the hat, Greg. It's mermaid off duty.
Exactly. She's wearing her mermaid off duty hat right now. So Tiffany's just kind of, you know, hanging out in the outskirts of the show right now. But that's okay. Well, we're going to bring her in a little bit later on because Sinterklaas was very kind to her today because she was alerted or awarded a dolphin dive that you're going to have tomorrow, correct?
Oh my God, I'm so ecstatic. I am absolutely, like, you literally have no idea. I've been waiting my whole life for this.
Okay, well, we'll get the full report tomorrow when she does that. But yeah, Sinterklaas, you know, awards good little boys and girls presents today. December 5th here in Curacao, and she got a dolphin dive. Pretty good. But I have a feeling there's a 50-50 chance by the end of the day she's going to be rounded up and put into a sack and sent to Spain. Is that right, Paul?
It might happen. Yeah. This is the tradition here.
Yeah, if you're not good, Sinterklaas comes after you and does just that.
I truly believe that they do that.
Will she get back from Spain in time for the dolphin dive? That's the question.
No. If they send a mermaid to Spain, we keep it.
Okay. All right. Well, fair enough. All right. Well, we'll see how that evolves. But back to the diving, because that is, you know, the main reason we're here. That site we went to, we'll call it Pup's Wonderland. On the east side of Curacao, it's a very remote place, kind of hard to get to, but Ocean Encounters has the boats, and you guys go out there every once in a while. Is that the deal?
Yeah, absolutely. We do it on a weekly basis. We have a trip going out every Thursday now.
Thursday,
yeah. And we do a spot, do a dive on East Point, and then we cross over to a small little uninhabited island called Klein Curacao. Klein Curacao is really kind of just fell out of the Pirates of the Caribbean. It's tiny little uninhabited, just kind of spit of land, white sandy beaches, turquoise waters.
There's Klein Bonaire, too. So there's a Klein Bonaire, there's a Klein Curacao, there's a theme developing here. Am I right?
It's the Dutch, I guess.
Okay, we'll go with that. But it's a very remote area, but very uninhabited, so it's unspoiled, and the diving is just... I mean, that was spectacular, some of the reef structure that we saw underwater. That was, some of the best I've seen in the Caribbean, period.
Oh, that's fantastic to hear. We truly believe it is as well, and I wish everybody else, hopefully through these radio shows, that everybody else will find out that we do have a lot to offer here in Curacao.
Yeah, now we were doing our part a little bit to help eradicate the lionfish population. So we went down there with some pole spears, and we took out a few lionfish, and then we had some spectacular, actually the first time ever, I think this was kind of like a Santa Claus gift. We got fresh, not ceviche, but sashimi, yeah. Lionfish that Paul served up. What's the trick there, buddy?
Is to cut it underwater and just eat it right away. I put it a little bit in ice, so it smoothens a little bit the fibers.
Yeah,
and it makes it a little bit less chewy.
Who needs a sushi bar when you got Paul on the dive boat? You hear what I'm saying?
Well, I'll take a sushi bar too.
he'd like to open his own sushi bar here in Curacao. Maybe he could, because that was excellent sashimi, lionfish. I'd never had it that way before, but that was excellent. Wouldn't you agree, Tiff?
Pretty sure I ate about 75% of it.
Yes, and we have some ceviche still simmering in the juices, and we're gonna about to feast on that here in just a bit. What, huh?
You're not allowed to say juices.
Yes, I am. Quit it. It's Santa Claus Day. Be quiet. So, but we saw a few lionfish because it's an uninhabited area, and you guys do try to keep the popular dive sites, held back cold, I guess, from the lionfish invasion that the Caribbean has seen, and have had some pretty good success with that, I guess, on the more popular sites, right?
Absolutely. I mean, culling is working, and the whole eat 'em to beat 'em is what's actually helping. We go out every Wednesday, and you can have Paul's sashimi on the boat every Wednesday afternoon. We do it. We call it the LSD. It's the Lionfish Scuba Dive Experience. It's as good as it sounds.
I'm telling you what, I will second that, because the sashimi was awesome. I can't wait for the ceviche. What's your trick with the ceviche there, Paul? What kind of spices and island concoctions have you thrown together? Care to share?
Yes. This is what is that show that the chef?
He goes, bam!
Yeah.
One of
those? It's Top Chef.
Oh, Top Chef.
Yeah, it's I don't know. Lime for sure. A little bit of vinegar. We put
beer.
Cilantro.
A beer.
I'll take a beer. Yeah.
Okay.
Cilantro. Like. There's garlic, onions, peppers, tomatoes, and just a little touch of vinegar.
A little fresh lionfish. That's the main ingredient, right?
And that's the secret.
Just and then bam, and you kick it up a notch. Whatever you got to do, it's magic here in Curacao. Yes, I'm telling you, got to do it. Ocean Encounters. Here in Curacao, top notch. More with them next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We're spending Christmas in Curacao. It doesn't get any better than this, trust me. Plus, today is Tuesday. That's when we're actually recording the show, and that is Santa Claus Day in Curacao. They have like two Christmases. It's nutty, crazy fun. And if you're a good little boy and girl, you know, you get candy in your shoes or something, and they get a few gifts and things like that. If you're bad, they scoop you up, throw you in a sack with one of Santa Claus's minions and send you to Spain. I don't know which category we're going to fall in by the end of the week, but this is going to be a fun adventure to follow along at home. Now, I'm with Jeremiah from Ocean Encounters. It's one of the bigger dive operations here in Curacao. They got like three, four boats, right? Big, big monster boats. You can handle big groups if necessary, or small intimate crowds. It's really, you know, you got all the bases covered. Am I right?
Absolutely, Greg. Bring your friends. We love groups.
There you go. Now, and what's cool is Jeremiah has a pretty excellent story himself as well. Because you started here like 10 years ago?
11 actually now.
11 years, and I was talking to the guy who you're kind of working with, and work. He said you actually came to him and said, "I want to work here." He goes, "I don't got a job for you. That's fine. I'll work for free." That's how you started. Is that true?
That is a true story. For a month, I worked here for free, and look at my office. I mean, once
you got a pretty good view there,
absolutely,
Jeremiah.
Yeah. I wish you could see it through the radio.
Yeah, well, you got to come here. That's the thing. We're telling you about what it's like, and trust me, you can hear the excitement in our voices. And this is definitely a place to hang out or add to your diving must go list for sure. And just the fact that you started like this, you fell in love with the place, obviously, and decided you wanted to be here full time, and it just kind of evolved. You wanted it so bad, you worked for nothing.
I guess I'm that crazy, but yeah, you know, I came here there actually.
By the way, are you getting paid now, or is it still the same?
A little bit.
Okay, all right, just checking.
So I did come here with the intent of staying for only 2 years. This island is just a place that grabs you. There's just so much to do topside. Don't get island fever. It's a big enough place, a big enough population, a melting pot of people and cultures. It's a foodie island. There's so much to do. The diving's fantastic. There's other things to do topside.
Yeah, well, they're right next to the Seaquarium. This place is world famous. We're going to visit that at some point during our visit. What's the website?
www.oceanencounters.com.
All right. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
If Christmas shopping tires you out, listen to this.
Howdy ho!
Don't buy me no bow tie like you bought me last year. I don't want no sweet cologne or hairbrush for my hair. Don't go fill my stocking sugar cane and gum. All I want for Christmas is a big bottle of rum.
Just a bottle of rum, a bottle of rum underneath my tree. If you can't get me one, then give me two or three. Just a bottle of rum, a bottle of rum will make me happy. Just a bottle of rum, a bottle of rum underneath my Christmas tree.
You know, I
just
looked under our tree this morning in the hotel. I did not see a bottle of rum, but at least we weren't rounded up and thrown in a sack and sent to Spain. I am Greg the Dive Master. We're in Curacao for Christmas, and evidently, if you're bad, Santa Claus will come and do just that. But we've made it through day number two here in Curacao, and we are just having a ball. Right now, we are hanging out with the Scuba Lodge. We just went diving with them in their house reef, and I got Adrian from that fine resort operation here on the island. And Adrian, welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you?
Good morning. I'm amazing. We just had an amazing dive on the water, so I loved your accent, by the way.
You love my accent. Well, I appreciate that, and vice versa. You know, it's cool. You know, so you're from the Netherlands, but you've been here
14 years.
How many? 14?
14.
Yeah. So now you consider yourself what?
Caribbean.
Caribbean, yes. Exactly. He is, he's a Dutch guy, and he converted to Caribbean. So it's a good gig. You like living here on the island, I take it.
The vibe is amazing. The diving is amazing. And the people over here are really, really nice and relaxed. So that's why I stick around.
Yes. Now, we were staying at Lions Dive Hotel, and they've been accommodating us for the first half of our adventure. And Adrian came and picked us up in this giant red dive-themed scuba bus. And it was really something. I mean, it's bright red with the white stripe, the whole thing. They got a whole thing going here on the island with a lot of vehicles in that regard. But he picked us up, brought us over to the Scuba Lodge, and they have not just a nice restaurant and everything, but it's like the number one boutique hotel on the island. Is that the deal?
Yeah, the number one boutique hotel in Pietermaai on the island. And we have divers, we have non-divers, and we've got a beautiful infinity pool, so you can stay in the pool and look at the ocean, and then you see divers walking in, walking out, and that's what we just did.
Right. You know, I'll tell you what, the view here at the resort is spectacular, and we're about to have some lunch with them after our day of diving this morning. And we did the shore dive, the house reef that they have here at Scuba Lodge, and it was a beach entry. The waves are up just a little bit. We got into the water, no problem. It was all good. And coming back, it picked up a little bit, and so I wanted to make it look a little bit more adventurous. So I kind of rode the waves in and kind of surfed back to the resort in style. Wouldn't you agree, Adrian?
It went perfect. If that was the plan, it was a perfect.
Of course it was the plan.
It was more like a whale, to be honest.
It was like a beached whale, according to Irina. Now, Irina joined our little group in Dover here. She's fresh back to the island. She lived in where?
In Holland.
Oh, in Holland, of course. That's where all the people here live at one time. And then they decide, we've had enough of Holland. We want to live in the Caribbean. And that's what you're doing. You're chucking their life back on the mainland and saying, I'm living in Curacao now. Is that the deal?
For sure.
And she just happened to stumble into our group and dove with us this morning. So let me apologize first off. Okay, Adrian?
For what?
I prefer having to deal with us. But you had fun regardless.
I had fun, and it's been my first dive since a couple of months, so... Yeah, but it just felt like coming home, to be honest.
Yeah, well, you know, you look very relaxed in the water.
Yeah,
which,
like
you
a mermaid.
You did. She is. She could be our first Scuba Radio Curacao mermaid. We're on a mermaid hunt or recruitment effort here with the Scuba Radio crew, and I think you'd be a prime candidate. Are you game?
Cool.
You're in.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, good.
I can wear my 5mm wetsuit, because otherwise I get cold.
Oh, no. There's no wetsuits for the mermaids. Oh, no. There's only mermaid tails, and if you're lucky, you might have a, you know, like a shell top or something.
Oh, yeah. No, thanks.
No, thanks. Oh, my gosh. Irina, I got to tell you, you are failing the interview process right now. That's not the right answer. You hear what I'm saying, Adrian?
I think she should say yes.
Yes, I do, too. Get this lady a drink. We'll make that happen. All right. So, you know, but she is obviously a very nice a dive buddy to have here in Curacao. So thank you for hanging with us. Now, we have a friend of yours that works here at the resort as well.
We've got Keish. You just walked in.
Keish, how are you?
I'm good.
So are you like a homegrown Curacaoan, or
no.
What do they say?
Often people mistake me for just Caribbean. Yeah. I'm also born in Holland.
Yeah.
I live there as well, and I'm living here since my 9th. And I'm 22 right now, so that's a lot of couple of years.
All right. Well, yeah. So you've kind of converted as well to Curacao. What is it, Curacaoan, when you call yourself a Curacao resident? What do you guys refer to yourself as?
Curacaoan sounds like a thing.
Okay. Yeah. It sounds like good to you?
Yeah.
You'll go with it.
It's good.
All right. So, you know, we've been celebrating Curacaoan Christmas and getting the whole lowdown. We've learned more about this Sinterklaas thing. So he came and visited you last night? Are you too old for that?
Well, yeah, maybe, I think, because I didn't get anything in my shoe. I didn't get nothing.
But so you didn't get rounded up in a sack and sent to Spain.
That either. So I'm still here. So
yeah.
I think
so that's
something
a win.
Good.
Okay, so there's like a gray area maybe.
Yeah.
Once you are established on the island and he kind of overlooked some of our mistakes, is that the deal?
So I didn't think I was bad, but I wasn't good either. So.
Okay, all right. There's a little bit of both.
Okay-ish.
All right, fair enough. So, Keisha, you dive here and stuff too?
Yeah.
So you take people out like Adrian took us out this morning?
Yeah, I do that. No, yeah. It's not the way around. They take me out.
They take you out?
Yeah.
Okay, so you like to go out there and do a little diving?
Yeah. I did my open water here. I'm still doing my advanced diving for a long time.
Yeah, you're perpetual.
One more dive and she's in.
Yeah.
Okay, one more dive, you'll be advanced?
Yep.
Yeah, now, Ariana, right, no, that isn't right. What's the name?
Irina,
she is a dive master, right? And she's ready to do some diving, but you might work your way up to that level eventually?
For sure.
Right, okay, but first, there's open water, there's advanced open water, and there's mermaid.
Yeah, sure.
So,
I'm going for my mermaid next.
I think we got to make that happen.
Yeah.
You would be a perfect candidate for a Scuba Radio mermaid in Curacao.
Help me with that.
I think, we encourage our mermaids to have buddy teams, just like scuba divers. You know what I'm saying? So you guys could
I
be
take
a, like
Adrian
a.
With me.
You take Adrian. Okay, well, he would be a mermaid wrangler, okay? So you got the two ladies, and then Adrian could be mermaid wrangler.
Mermaid coach.
No, it's a wrangler. It's a whole specialty course thing.
Mermaid trainer, the two shells.
Yes, exactly. You have to hold them in while, Adrian's in charge of making sure there's no wardrobe malfunctions and things like that. You know,
I love this is radio.
Yeah, there's things we couldn't get away with for sure if it was being filmed, but that's fine. But your game, you want to be a mermaid too? Has that always been, like, your Christmas wish?
Well, yeah.
Sinterklaas can't do it, but we can.
So, yeah.
Okay, see?
Sinterklaas pushed me this year, so I think I will try my luck with you guys.
Okay, perfect. Well, God bless you, and you're going to need some insurance or something, maybe. Yeah, okay. Well, Adrian, now the house reef that we have here at the Scuba Lodge, everything's right here. You literally have to just walk steps to the dive site. But you take people all over the island to do shore diving as well, right?
That is correct. Yeah, here on the island, you don't need a boat. You just need some kind of vehicle. So we decided one of those big converted school buses. We made it into our scuba bus, and we drive all over the island. And we take small groups, very nice, relaxed, walk in the water, have a nice dive, and come back out. And yeah, you can pretty much dive all the sites on the island.
Yeah. Cool. And you guys, I mean, have real nice accommodations. We were nice enough to see one of the accommodations over here. It was really nice. And it was really, I mean, you could sit there and have a two-bedroom apartment kind of accommodations with kitchen and a nice view of the ocean, the whole thing right here at the Scuba Lodge, right?
Yeah, we've got hotel rooms, we've got the apartments, and these are really, really the old buildings on the island, made into a very nice apartment and hotel. And so you've got all different kind of rooms, and well, you just saw, like, the sea view is amazing, the sound,
yeah,
like
the exactly sound, the ocean will put you to sleep in, yep, the evening, wake you up in the morning, maybe give you a little siesta in the afternoon. It's really easy to kind of unwind and relax. Is that why you came here, Keish?
Well, yeah, I'm working here for 2 years already. I'm not planning on going nowhere. So
yeah.
I really like the vibe here. Everyone is really relaxed. The apartments are nice. The guests that come here are nice. So for me, it's
totally chill in Curacao.
Yeah, I think Scuba Lodge is the most chill place to work, I think, because everything is really relaxed. Even like in, like, being a waitress and stuff, it's just really relaxing. So,
and it really just doesn't get any better. Plus, it's Christmas time. Oh my gosh, this is great. So if they want to go to the Scuba Lodge, what's the website, Adrian?
ScubaLodge.com.
Of course it is. All right, we got more coming up with Christmas in Curacao next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Looking for more than just great diving on your next adventure? Consider Curacao. Easy to get to and easy to enjoy. Curacao feels like a little piece of Europe on the edge of the Caribbean. The iconic World Heritage Site of Willemstad, Dutch culture and nightlife will satisfy even the most demanding landlubber and allow you to make the most of your surface interval. Check out Curacao.com for more info. That's Curacao.com. Curacao, where it's summer year-round and you always feel at home.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Concern it, Ma. What's going on?
This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. Just one more thing that we will sing. New scuba gear's the best gift this year. Merry, 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 merry Christmas from Scuba, Scuba, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio.
As you should. Maybe a gift would be a trip to Curacao for Christmas. Man, if you gave that to the dive buddy on your Christmas list this year, I'm telling you what, they will be thanking you for eternity. That's what we're doing. We're celebrating Christmas in Curacao. I am Greg the Dive Master here with the Scuba Cowboy. We have just been diving with the dive bus this time. Woo. One of the other operators on the island of Curacao. We have Mark and Susie, who are the proprietors of this fine operation. Mark, how are you, buddy?
I'm very well, thank you. Greg, how are you?
I'm great. After a dive of, we thrusted together. Susie, how do you feel about that?
I'm okay with that.
It's okay. It's kind of a Curacao thing. They're all willing to share. Pup, do you feel closer after a thrust dive?
I feel amazing after that dive. Are you kidding? Yeah. It's like flying.
Yeah, so I think we better explain. This is the thruster. What is the scooter? It's just called the Pegasus Thruster.
Correct.
And you guys have a few of these, and you rent them out to folks that want to come out here and fly above the reef.
Great.
But you can also, you can leave the Pegasus part out and just say, I went thrusting underwater, and people can read into that what they may. Correct, Mark?
Absolutely. We like thrusting. And when we
above and below water, evidently, I think is what he's trying to say.
We've got loose hips. We like, we like swinging them.
Dive.
Oh, the dive.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about the dive now. Yeah, see? Susie didn't join us because she knew better. Yeah, she could come away with something after that dive. That would be bad.
Thrusting.
Yes, it was just a bunch of guys thrusting. It's just what we do. But we had a great time flying over the reef here. And this is your house reef for the dive bus, right?
That's correct.
So you just call it the house reef of dive bus.
We call it pier by and car pile because we've got a beautiful reef out front. And then just a little bit further across, we've got an amazing wreck site that's been down for 40 years, which is amazing because it's not a typical wreck. People think of wrecks as boats, but we have cars. But not just cars, we have trucks.
I saw some big formation, like crane-type contraptions. It was massive. I couldn't believe how big it was. I thought you said there were going to be a bunch of cars and motors and things. I'm like, okay, that'll be cool. But we got down there. The structure is massive.
Yeah.
And it's been down there like 40 years, so there's a lot of growth and coral all over it. Especially around 100 feet, I was like, whoa, look at all this stuff. It was pretty impressive.
Yeah, it covers a really wide area. Starts off in about 40 feet, so it's perfect for open water divers. And then you've got the more challenging part of 100 feet. And it even goes down as far as 200 feet. So that gives you some idea of quite how much junk there is down there. I've been diving it for 14 years, and even to this day, I'll be seeing different stuff, stuff I haven't spotted before. And it just needs to either thrust over there or to cruise over there nice and slowly.
And sometimes he'll take a scooter.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I'm, whatever. We got to get every innuendo and joke we can in. That's what we're supposed to do, right, Susie?
Absolutely.
That's the Curacaoan way. I'm just making this up. I know I'm going to create some kind of international incident, but that's what we do here at Scuba Radio, is it not, Pup?
That's exactly what we do. It's Santa Claus Day. We're celebrating.
That's right. We made it through. We weren't scooped up in a sack and sent to Spain.
Yeah, what did you want then? Was that what you were hoping for?
Well, not really, but I was prepared because I just knew. I knew how we've been operating the last year, and I don't know if we fall into the good category. You hear what I'm saying, Susie?
I understand. Mark's kind of the same.
Yeah, so we all made it through the day.
We did just about, but Scuba Cowboy had some headwear malfunctioning under the water.
He did.
So yeah, we had to do a few rescues for the Santa hats.
Yes, we had Santa hats on our thrusting dive, and he seemed to lose his his Christmas cheer several times throughout the dive.
Well, certainly not my cheer, but definitely my hat, which is actually surprising because I'm used to riding on a horse with my cowboy hat. But underwater with a Santa hat, it's just a little different. And then you stick a thruster on your back, and it's a whole new game.
Okay. Well, that's a thing. And you can add it to your list and just come here to the dive bus, and Mark and Susie will hook you up. Now, Mark, what's kind of cool, we were setting our gear up, and we're talking about, like, hey, where'd you come from? How'd you get here to Curacao? And we find out we're Pro Dive alumni. How about that?
Yeah, Pro Dive alumni. Very, very cool, small elite group, I think.
Yes, elite for sure. Okay. Yeah, and that's where I got my dive instructor certification. They don't really, they kind of exist still, I guess. I don't know. They're doing something down there, but not like it was back in the day. And he got certified about the same time. And we know the same folks from back in the day, and they're scattered all over the world now. And you ended up in Curacao. Obviously, you were in Fort Lauderdale getting your instructor, and you went to Stewart Coves. Yeah. For a while, and then you ended up here from there, or what happened?
Yeah, we ended up down here and decided to open up a dive shop for our sins, and it became successful.
How about that?
Yeah, go figure.
Well, it's all that proper, that was the elite training probably paid off. And then, Susie, what, you met Mark at Pro Dive or at Stewart Coves?
At Stewart Coves.
Yeah, so both of you guys were feeding sharks there and all that kind of, you've done that whole thing,
yeah.
And then you moved on and decided Curacao was going to be your home?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great island, European, but island feel. We're lucky enough to be out of the hurricane belt as well, so yeah, we're very lucky to be here.
Excellent. And it's the dive bus, what, .com?
Thedivebus.com.
So where is the dive bus? It must be around here someplace. It's the one with the dive flag on it.
Yeah.
It's out there, okay. Another great operator here on the island of Curacao. Obviously great folks. You guys have been a pleasure to dive with. To think that we actually thrusted together, Mark, brings us even closer together than, you know, training at Pro Dive together. I don't know if I should say I thank you or if you have a cigarette. All right, we'll just leave it at that. We got more coming up on our Christmas in Curacao adventure next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I don't even smoke.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.